Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To Florida tomorrow or Saturday, but maybe in the near future. And, you know, we've done a lot of stories and talked a lot about Avelo Airlines and what they're doing in Tweed, New Haven and across the country. And, you know, there's been a couple articles, one in the paper about how, you know, they expanded in Connecticut and a lot of other airlines have tried and really couldn't do it. And now they're talking about expanding, and I'm just fascinated by this. And I don't want to be some big commercial for Avelo Airlines, but I'll say this: if we don't use this incredible opportunity, and then someday they leave, it's our fault. And we want stuff like this. I mean, I would love to be able to go take my daughter to Nashville for $236 round trip for two tickets. So I want to bring in Travis Crist, who is the head of marketing for Avelo. I mean, listen, don't compensate me, but I mean, I am on board, Travis.
I would compensate you, but like you said, that price you mentioned, I mean, you can actually do a little better than that to get to Nashville. So,
I mean,
it kind of sells itself right now. It's doing great.
Well, what I want to know is, and that's, you know, this is the type of thing where, how is it going? I mean, you talk about expansion. Are your planes full? Are people utilizing it? Just talk about, you know, the capacity so far in Tweed.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's what people really want to know. And the answer is that the planes are quite full. I mean, we've done really, really well. The demand is so strong in Southern Connecticut and really across Connecticut, you know, up in Hartford also. You know, people from Southern Connecticut have driven to Hartford, you know, for a long time. And, you know, Southwest started there in 99, and that was a big deal. And that opened up, you know, a lot of options for Connecticut. And now that there's an option, you know, on the southern part, it's doing great. I mean, the response has been terrific. We all know how hard it's been, you know, down there to get to LaGuardia or Kennedy or even a long drive up to Hartford. And the response has been wonderful. Everything we've added, you know, has done really well, starting with those Florida cities, you know.
So it's been good. It's been good business for Avelo.
It has. It's been good business for Avelo, and look, it's been good business for the state as well. I mean, we've had great support from the government, from the business community. You know, it's economic growth and expansion. We've taken a ton of cars off the roads, you know, driving around to get to these different places. And it's been a win, really, truly for everybody, we think.
So we're talking with Travis Crist from Avelo Airlines, but you're pulling a lot from JFK, LaGuardia, and maybe even Newark, right? I mean, that's a lot of it's coming from Fairfield.
Sure.
County. Yeah.
Sure, it is. It's a lot of Fairfield. There's no doubt about that. That's been great. But, you know, also it's people who otherwise might have driven, or in a lot of cases, it's people who just wouldn't have gone at all. So there's a lot of that. You know, we feel like we're doing really well, kind of across the board from all kind of, you know, different segments.
Sure.
Of the population.
I mean, I know you don't want to alienate this part of the state, but we don't feel alienated. It's not that far a drive. I mean, it can get down at the airport in 45 minutes, and it's
that's
nothing.
Right. That's right. No, that's true. You know, it's been good. It's been good for the entire state to have options. It's good for everybody to have as many options as possible.
So, you know, I started looking into it because I wanted to take my daughter to Chicago, and we ended up not able to do the trip. But I'm curious of which. And again, I know you talk in your own book, but if the most you can be candid, which routes are doing the best?
look, we started with six cities to Florida, you know, pretty much right out of the gate. And you know, look, you're an airline, you know, northeast to Florida or New England to Florida is kind of fish in a barrel. You know, it should be.
Right.
And those have been amazing. And look, it's like any business. When you start, if you know the history of Tweed, you know, you had, you know, little RJs that were very expensive and it never really did much and there wasn't much service. But when you start a new business and say, hey, we've got these airplanes now that can utilize this shorter runway and we can try to turn this into a low fare, you know, origination point, you don't know if it's going to work. You know, you open a coffee shop and you unlock the door on the first day, you don't know if people are going to show up.
Right.
And so it was a big risk. And, it, you know, would people change their behavior? And they really did. So Florida, all of those cities have been amazing. And then the other stuff that we've added has been, you know, equally strong. You know, there are different kinds of markets, and we watch everything really closely. And sometimes, you know, this one's up a little more, that one's down a little more. And the other seasonality, you know, September is always a slower month for all the airlines. So, you know, we're watching that. But all in all, it's been really terrific.
A couple of quick questions for you, and we only have a few more minutes with Travis Chris from Velo Airlines. One is, how are you able to make money with these fares with the cost of fuel right now? And keep the prices, like, basically, let me put it another way. How are you able to keep the prices so low?
Right. Well, it's a mix of things. So there's a lot right there. I mean, among other things, with fuel at these prices, it's really hard to really sustainably make money. So we watch our expenses, you know, really closely. You know, we've raised prices a bit like the other airlines have. And it's all relative. You know, we've all seen some of these fares that have gone, you know, from 300 or 400 to, you know, 800, and it's kind of shocking. For us, it's 39 became 59 became, you know, 79 or 89. And, you know, and we don't like that because we want to be low fare. It's just still very low compared to many others. But, you know, we would certainly prefer, you know, lower fuel prices and be able to, you know, stick to our knitting of a really, you know, great value. So we work really hard to keep that. So, you know, we try to carry more customers. You know, the more people we can get on the plane, you know, the closer you get to filling it up, the better off you are. And then, you know, fuel has come down, and that's helped. There's a jet fuel tax in the state of Connecticut that's a little bit wonky the way the mechanism is, that's caused us to pay more Connecticut jet fuel tax than we would have in some other states. And so we're talking to, you know, some people about how we might be able to work on that mechanism a little bit to give us a little bit relief. And all those things kind of add up to kind of inform the formula that, you know, that we try to operate with.
So my whole thing is, like, in Connecticut, and you know, we're a small state, we're sleepy in some respects, but, you know, as I talk about the minor league baseball team in Hartford or Velo Airlines in New Haven, that these are things, like, if you want things to be good, you have to support these things. And you know, one thing I'm curious about is Tweed New Haven Airport. I don't know it that well, but, I mean, at what point does that need capital improvements to be, if you grow and things continue and you want to stay there, at some point the airport needs to change, correct?
Sure. Yep, that's right. And that's part of what brought us there. Was a pretty long negotiation to talk about how the airport can grow if people respond and really want to fly out of there like
but
they
can
are.
But Canada, I'm told it's in a pretty constricted space. I mean, it is.
It's obviously never going to be a Hartford kind of a thing, but it can expand. We can make the runway a little bit longer. That gets us more range to fly longer distance. And there is space, and there is a plan to build a new terminal on another side of the airport that's currently estimated to open maybe in 2025 or so. So it can expand. It's not unlimited, and there are constraints, but it certainly can grow, you know, a little bit more from where we are right now.
Well, listen, I thank you for the time, because, you know, I saw the piece and let me ask you real quick. Are there any plans for any new routes coming up soon? Any destinations that you're contemplating?
There's nothing to be announced. There's nothing to be announced right now, but we will add a little bit more. Even under the current constrained conditions, the way our schedules operate, you know, we can add a few more things. And so we're hoping to do that, you know, coming up in the coming months.
But the fish in the barrel, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Sarasota, Tampa, Fort Myers. I mean, it's... It's great. Listen, Travis, thanks for the time,
okay.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, you bet. Thanks. Bye.
All right, Travis Chris from Velo Airlines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.